Larson was stabbed to death in her home February 28th. Police say home surveillance videos showed Carranza entering and leaving the house.
Critical evidence was recovered along the suspect's path of egress on Knollfield, including T-shirts which contained the victim's blood and the suspect's DNA.
Police Chief Eddie Garcia says Carranza has numerous arrests in San Jose.
On March 10th, officers Mike Rubal and his FTO Mike Roberson stopped and arrested the suspect for possession of methamphetamine. He was taken to the San Jose PD for processing, where a DNA sample was obtained, and he was cited and released for the narcotic offense.
Garcia says it was that DNA that led to Carranza.
He is currently on probation for the possession of methamphetamine and paraphernalia, false imprisonment, and burglary. ICE had placed detainers on these on this individual six separate times, two in the Los Angeles area and four in the county of Santa Clara.
Garcia is frustrated Carranza was free despite his many convictions, and he has a message for the community.
Those undocumented residents who are not violent or serious criminals should not fear the police.
In San Jose, Bob Butler, KCBS.